Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey, everybody. Today, I'm super excited to introduce to you an absolutely brilliant digital strategist. Strategist. Wow. Okay. Hey, everybody. I am so excited to come on in here today and share with you an absolutely brilliant digital strategist, Georgia Mountford Blake. Georgia, welcome. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you. Me too.
Now, one of the reasons that I'm especially stoked to be bringing you to all of these people who are watching is because you have some expertise and background in a few creative areas that other people don't. Do you want to share with us a little bit of your background and backstory?
Yes, I have a very varied background. I guess the longest standing sort of skill or passion of mine was writing, and then it became web design. So these are things I did a lot in my teens and I studied at university. Journalism, information technology, that led me into kind of freelance work, blogging and light web design. As I finished my degree, I was qualified as a software developer and I moved into the corporate world doing automation and web applications and things like that, which I loved. But then I also got this opportunity to go completely left to center and start running a dance fitness studio. It was already open. I was teaching there. That was something I was doing for fitness on the side. And that turned into a whole path for me where I actually became, I guess, a small business owner. And that's where I started wearing all those different hats, learning all the different ropes in marketing and in admin and in sales. And a lot of my writing and tech skills served me well there, but it just kind of broadened the whole thing. And then I started to find all these different areas that I'm passionate about. And it's kind of been a crazy journey over about 15 years in and out of tech and design and marketing and communication and fitness and all of the above. So that's me, a bit of a kaleidoscope.
I love that. But it's so cool because there is a part of you that's very analytical, very like You see data very well, which is actually quite impressive. But yet you also have a creative background. Have you ever figured out how having an ambidextrous brain, like how that comes to be? Like, how does that serve you in your business?
Yeah, I think it is really, it's kind of challenging and a privilege at the same time, because I struggle to focus on a particular area. A lot of people want you to be just creative or just technical. But I love solving problems in spreadsheets and analyzing data and sort of integrating systems and getting something automated. I love the productive feeling you get out of that, and you feel like you've built something, which is the same kind of feeling you get after you have designed a beautiful website or you finished a gorgeous poster. Like, there's still that same reward cycle, I suppose. And I think that, yeah, the ability to switch modes between creative and technical, it's just meant that I can deal with different challenges my clients have, that I have in my business. I don't know how to live any other way, but I don't think I'd want to. I like it this way.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the industries that you enjoy working with and some of the things that you've discovered, as well as Georgia has some incredible, crazy, wicked superhero skills when it comes to building out value ladders for a lot of different businesses. And let me just tell you, she sees it so clearly. And I think it is that combination of the right and left brain working together simultaneously or something. I don't get how it works. I don't get how your brain works, but it is so fascinating. But the first thing I want to ask is, Georgia, like, what have been some of the wins and biggest like highlight moments you've had with clients so far, maybe over the last 3 years?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess the wins just keep on trumping themselves as you go. One of the early ones I remember loving was when I revamped a page on my client's website. He was a pet loss specialist and sort of focusing on counseling and stuff in that area. And the work we did with that got him so much publicity. He was getting interviewed on national TV and radio and everything. So that was a huge win. That was a couple of years ago, and I was really excited about that one. And they just kind of keep coming like that. It's when I am able to create an amazing result for them that they love. Like when I saw him on TV, that felt amazing. And a recent, more recent one was one of my studio owner clients. She had been going through a lot of different difficulties trying to move her venue, and you know, there's just revenues dropping, a lot of different balls that she is juggling, and marketing is kind of often the one that doesn't. It's hard to keep all of the plates spinning. So we did a big intensive with her marketing strategy, figured out like what were the key areas to focus on. And then we implemented a Facebook ad campaign and a funnel. And she then hit over what was usually the lowest time in the year. The dance studios, the new year is quite slow in Australia, which is weird. You think it would be big into fitness and like New Year's resolutions, but the holiday season kind of slumps. And then it's summer and this client's in Australia. So January is actually sluggish, hot time of the year. And anyway, she was blown out of, like her mind was blown because she hit her highest revenue month ever in January, which is usually the slump for her business. So that was an awesome win as well. And then she topped it in February. It just kept on getting better.
The only thing better than like a milestone is to then go ahead and create a new milestone right after. Now, one of the things I want to credit you for, and this is huge, is that you've really captured and understood what value ladders look like. And now, was your first experience understanding and learning about value ladders, was that based off of like .com secrets, expert secrets, Russell Brunson's movement?
Yeah, it was. It was. I think that a lot of the things he said, they echoed other things that I'd kind of learned about. Yeah. Buyer's journeys and such, but the way he broke it down and spelled it out, it was the first that I guess it became crystal clear in my mind. Mm-hmm.
I love that. And how is it, like, you've gone into different businesses and you've realized that this concept is very difficult for a lot of business owners? Is it that they're too close to it and they can't see how all the pieces come together in a value ladder? And actually, before I even ask you that question, can you explain a value ladder, your way of explaining it?
Yes. I think of a value ladder as basically just a way to organize your products and services in increasing value. So you're basically trying to figure out what journey can you take someone on to keep providing more value and better value for them, as well as making sure that you get value in return, yourself. So I love that it's a win-win. Like, it's a stairway to success for them, because if my customer follows my value ladder, they will be getting little wins and sort of increasing their revenue or getting closer to their goals or whatever it is. And I can serve them better as they reach each of those milestones. Likewise, it's my stairway to success because I'm able to retain this relationship with this client and bring more money in exchange for my skills. That's how I see them.
That is so good. How many steps do you recommend business owners have in their business with a value ladder? Is there a minimum? Because I'm willing to bet a lot of people are like, oh shoot, I've never thought about the customer journey or leading them up a value ladder. Like, where do you start in terms of building out steps?
Well, I would say, are you talking about steps as in how many steps of the ladder or what? Are
yeah,
the steps
like literally the steps.
Yeah. I would say it's pretty hard to find a ladder that's less than three, because you obviously sell something. So you've got one from that. Yeah. There's then a free entry level rung that we can put in. So that's two. And I think it's, even if you're someone who only sells one service at this point, you have something in your mind about a VIP version or a membership version or something. And that can easily fall number three. So straight away, even for a starter business, they've got their main offer, probably an upsell. And what they often don't have is the lower levels that kind of lead someone up into here. So then we start building out the free and the low ticket offers.
I love this. I'm willing to bet that there are people listening right now who are like, oh shoot, I've never thought about a value ladder. I just have this offering. What kinds of clients do you find the most success with currently in your business, whether it's building up the value ladder or running some creative campaigns? What types of businesses have you enjoyed working with?
I love working with businesses where they are so passionate. when you can see, like when we work out their value ladder and they're like fidgeting in their seats and they're almost, you know, they're laughing, crying or whatever it is, because they have so much to give. And they often are in this place where they know how good their service is, especially in cases like in dance and fitness where you're empowering people, or in other of my clientele, even the pet loss specialist, he's helping people going through a really hard time in his life. But then there are always these barriers to people working with us or even finding us. So I love to work with people who are that excited to like unleash their whatever great thing it is that they do on the world. And I just like feed off that energy, and I so want to see them succeed as well.
I love that so much. And so I know some people will be watching and being like, I've got to get in touch with her, whether it's for a creative campaign, a value ladder, or just support overall in marketing their business. Where can people learn more about you, Georgia?
Well, I'd go to my website, gmocreative.com. I update that every now and again. You'll see some new offers on there, see what I've got available. And yeah, check out if I'm free. I do discovery calls. I'd love to just brainstorm with you if you're not sure what you need as well. If you're kind of like, oh, value ladders sound good, but am I ready? Just hit me up. I'd love to chat.
I love that so much. And that's GEMO Creative. We'll link to that either above this video, below this video, or at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. Georgia, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thank you everyone for joining us. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.